You know, my sense is it's a great time to be a woman who's interested in science and technology and engineering and math. Just the other day, we were talking about, we were talking with Nicole Small, and she's head of Light of Hill Philanthropies, and they're producing videos for this. Lynn McBee, CEO of Young Women's Preparatory Network. We know them and their work, but they have a big competition coming up in just a few days for young women in the aforementioned STEM. It's good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
So this kind of sounds like when I was growing up, what we used to call a science fair.
Correct. It is. That's exactly what it is. It's an updated today's science fair. That's exactly right.
With science, technology, engineering, and math, and just for women. So talk to me about it, because we know the Young Women's Preparatory Network is spread out all over the state. So you're bringing everybody to Dallas?
We are. So we've got 11 schools throughout the state of Texas. Of course, you know, this work started here in Dallas, and every school will have a competition internally to get the team that advances to Dallas. And so they'll be here on Saturday, and we'll have from 1 to 4, people can come out and they can interact with the girls from different schools and look at their experiments and, you know, converse with them. And then we'll have judging, and then we'll award those prizes.
Well, this is a North Park, right?
North Park, yes.
Well, that's pretty cool.
yeah, great, convenient, lots of interaction, and our girls are amazing. They're so engaging, and it's fun to go up and talk to them, and you know, figure out, you know, the girls from West Texas will always come up with something that has to do with wind, right? I mean, because you come up with things that are affecting you daily.
Well, you've got Lubbock. You got a school in Lubbock and in Midland.
Midland, right? El Paso, Yesleta.
Okay, know about it.
Yes.
So, but this is all ages, right? So how young do you go?
Yeah. So our schools are grades 6 through 12. And so we'll have middle school teams from every school, and we'll have high school teams from every school. But our schools are 6 through 12. You know, want the girls to start in sixth grade, go all the way through, graduate, obviously go through college, persist through college, and hopefully take a job in a STEM field.
I'm really impressed by the sponsorships you've got. I mean, my gosh, to have exhibit space in North Park on a Saturday, you know, speaks volumes.
Yes.
But the Pro Foundation is involved in this, and NEC, Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad.
Yes.
Really remarkable sponsorship. Have you had any trouble getting people to help you out?
We always want more, right? But I think, you know, these companies and these individuals realize that, you know, these are tomorrow's workers, right? This is our workforce. And so to be able to invest in our girls and these careers that will, you know, turn out engineers and chemists and all these different things that these companies need, all the technology jobs. I mean, so it's smart for them to get behind. And we know that girls make excellent scientists. I mean, we just naturally think as engineers in terms of systems, how we move a family around when you've got to do carpool and have dinner and all these other things. So we're just naturally, I think, tuned to be engineers and think like scientists do.
So is a liberal arts involved in this too? I mean, it's one thing to know how to create something really neat in science or technology or engineering or math, but it's quite another to be able to tell others about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, the intersection between math and arts, I mean, that is a proven fact that very artistic people are also very good in math. And so I think our girls, when they're displaying their work, obviously they've had to, you know, come up with a presentation, usually a PowerPoint, and there's a bunch of graphics. And so that's an arts package, right? And so we know the arts and the sciences are, they just walk hand in hand. And so to be able to display the scientific work in an artful fashion that's appealing, that gets the message across, that tells, you know, about the project. I mean, it's, again, you've got to have both. And most scientists do. Most scientists are very creative. So
jog my memory about Young Women's Preparatory Network. Is this a charter school? Is this funding?
No.
Any funding at all?
Schools. Yeah, we're public schools. And so we partner with 11 different districts across the state of Texas. And we basically signed an MOU and they agreed to open a girls' school. And we agreed to bring our model and financial resources to support that model. And so it's, you know, health and leadership, a lot of college readiness, and then, you know, the volunteerism component. And then our schools have a focus on STEM, and we will do STEM labs and, you know, computer equipment and a lot of things that, you know, public ISD is just strapped right now for. And so we kind of have our core pillars that we invest in, and one of them is STEM. So,
well, so do you fall under the purview of the state then?
Correct. All of our schools are, yes, they are.
And so the legislature. All the follow all their guidelines.
Correct. Yes.
But since it's free, so you're not going to get vouchers.
Correct. We're not. So we're about 98% privately funded. We are now having some earned revenue that we do. We have people that have reached out to us that have asked us to consult with them because our schools are on U.S. News and World Report Best Of. Our school here in Dallas is number 2 in the state of Texas. It's number 23 in the nation. Our schools really are very high ranking. And so the additive things, the enhancements that we're doing, we know those are the places that the investment needs to be made, that, you know, the girls and the families are coming from most times cannot afford these things. And so we're a private partner with public education. So it's a public-private partnership.
So what kind of things are we going to see? They've already had some judging, you know, and to get to vet these girls to send them to Dallas for the major competition. Do you have any sense of what some of the projects are?
I haven't seen anything, but I will tell you there will be things around, obviously, conservation. I mean, that's what's on our girls' mind. So I imagine things around water conservation. I'm sure there will be something in wind because there usually is from our girls in West Texas. But I haven't seen. I like to show up and be, you know, I go to every booth, I ask all the questions, and like to kind of go through the process with the girls. So
what do they do? You say you've got the girls here for several days. So what do you do with them aside, in addition to the competition?
One of the best things we do is we get them together and they have, you know, they have dinner together and they get to meet girls from all over the state that are going to a school like theirs. And you've got to understand the uniqueness of a public all-girls school. We all know there are lots of private girls' schools here in Dallas, Hockaday, Ursuline. We've got so many really great across the state, really strong private all-girls school, but there aren't a lot of public girls' schools. And so for our girls to come from these unique settings and meet other girls that are in, it's like, hey, you're doing the same thing I'm doing. And then they perform, form bonds. And then when they go off to college, sometimes they're in the same college together or university together. So that socialization piece is a big part of our weekend. And so it is about the competition, and our girls are competitive. I mean, they are, but it's a friendly competition. It's really a public all-girls school education is a very supportive environment. They really do support each other.
Do they have to compete to get in your school, or how do you get into school?
Yeah, so of the 11, 9 are, you would say, choice schools. And so some districts call it a magnet, where you actually do have an application that you... And then we've got 2 schools, our newest schools, one in Balk Springs, which is in the Pleasant Grove, Balk Springs area of Dallas, and then El Paso, our second school there, are neighborhood schools. So kind of, if you grew up in public education, that's traditionally what you would think of. You roll out of bed, you walk down the street, or... you know, get dropped off, and that's the school you go to. And so we're really excited about that work. And so we're really in the space to help girls, you know, succeed in this public, single gender setting that they're in. And so we're excited about this more open concept, if you will. So
it sounds like fun. So you've got schools all across the state right now. Are you looking for more? I mean, you're going to build more?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the place that we do have a void, if you will, is down in the valley. So I've had my eye on, you know, that would be Brownsville, Harlingen, all of, huge land mass, lots of distance between the districts. And so really putting but we get calls, we're going down to A-Leaf ISD because they're interested. And so we get calls all the time from districts that are, you know, want to kind of have us as investors and partners and supporters of the work. So
Well, my sense is you're about to get more calls after the Saturday competition.
Yeah. I hope so. I mean, these girls are amazing, and there's nothing that they can't do without the right support and, you know, kind of the guideline, right? This is the playbook. This is how you do things, and they're just amazing.
Very cool. Lynn McBee, CEO of the Young Women's Preparatory Network. We'll see you Saturday at North Park.
All right. Yes, definitely.
Thanks.
Thank you.
For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.